interview segment this morning, and joining me live in studio today is Mayor Jeff Jensen from the town of Afton. Mayor Jensen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm really good for a Monday. There's not white stuff coming down from the sky. So we're
hallelujah, right? Hallelujah.
Exactly.
No, we appreciate you coming in. I believe this is the first time we've actually had you in studio on the air since being elected mayor. So
that's great.
Congratulations on that, and we appreciate your time. So a number of items to discuss, and EPA at the top of that list, and we'll get an update on the spring and what's been going on with the Environmental Protection Agency with the intermittent spring and the water source. But first, I understand there's a new issue that the EPA has brought to your attention.
Yes, our favorite three-letter federal agency that we love to deal with has come out with some new rules on their lead and copper pipeline pipes, and that trying to prevent lead getting into drinking water. And so they've determined that all municipalities that have any that supply drinking water need to know what the pipes are that go actually from the meter to the house, so the service lines. And normally the town doesn't; those are private, normally owned by the homeowner. And that, but at this point, they feel that it influences the water system, and so they're requiring us to find out what every single service line is that falls within the town's water system. And so we have, in honor of that new workload that our utilities department will need to do, we have a survey that we have created and put out through help of another company that is going to help us address those questions and determine homeowners' pipes and what type they are without us needing to actually go and physically look at every single pipe.
Dig them up one by one, right?
Yeah. And so, well, we wouldn't have to dig them up, but at least, you know, if you got a crawl space or look. And so we're asking the public to help us and the people that are on the Afton water system. So it's 98% fall within the town boundaries of Afton. We do have a few water services that are outside of the town that we provide water to. But that's the area that we're talking about.
And so right now you're asking residents to just go fill out the survey just so that the town has an understanding of how many copper and lead pipes are feeding from the system to the home. Is that
correct?
My understanding?
Correct. So, yes, the survey allows a homeowner to tell us. We don't have to physically, the EPA is not requiring us to put eyes on it, but it allows the homeowner to tell us what is there. And so, yes, the survey, which is on the town of Afton's website, aftonwyoming.gov, it's on the front bottom right-hand corner. There's also a QR code. You can scan it with your phone and do it on your phone. And I'm trying to remember how many questions. Let's see. I got it here. There's probably only about 8 questions in that. And you can also take a picture of it, of your service. And in that survey, it also shows what a lead pipe would look like, what a galvanized pipe would look like, what copper or poly, which is plastic pipes, look like. And we just need to know that. So
okay, and how long do people have to get the survey taken care of and done? How long does the town have to get it finished?
So we have till October of 2024, so we have till next year to get all this taken care of. And that the town, we're trying to get it done as quickly as possible. So in order to get it done as quickly as possible, the town is actually conducting with the survey. If you fill out the survey, we're going to put your name in a hat, and 5 people that fill out the survey will win a year of base rate water, which means the normal base rate, not the usage rate. There's 2 rates there, and that, but for a year. So we're giving away basically a year free base rate water to those 5 homes.
Yeah.
And I will qualify that it is a single family home and that we as part of this, so it has to be just a single unit,
sure,
unit home.
So certainly an incentive to go get this taken care of then. Absolutely.
Exactly.
After Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio today. So Mayor, has the EPA made it clear what long-term they would like to see happen here? If a homeowner does report they have a lead or a copper pipe, is the EPA going to be now requiring those to be replaced? And who picks up the tab on that if that's the case?
Lead, definitely. They will need to be replaced. And I'm not quite sure on galvanized yet, but lead definitely, and potentially some copper in there. And yes, there will be, the EPA will require that. There is some funding available out there that the EPA will help cover those costs because they've mandated this change. We're hoping that we have zero lead pipes in our system. We do, just FYI, we do testing on our system constantly and have not had any elevated lead levels in that. So we feel pretty confident that we don't have any. But yes, their lead will need to be replaced.
Okay. After Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Mayor Jensen, while we have you in studio and while we're talking about the EPA, of course, you guys have become well known with the Environmental Protection Agency over the last couple of years because of the issue again regarding the intermittent spring and the water source. If you could just briefly update our listeners on what they're asking and what they're hoping to accomplish from the EPA standpoint, Afton's viewpoint, and give us an update on where things stand as of now. It's been a few days or a few months since we've been updated.
Sure. So the EPA has not made an official determination whether the spring is under the influence of surface water. We feel that they are headed in the direction that they will make that determination. So as of last week, we had another call with the EPA, and they were questioning on whether they're, if you've ever been to the spring, there's a concrete, lost my train of thought.
Yeah, like almost a face of it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you go up there, there's the 97,000 gallon tank that's there. Surge tank is what I'm trying to think about.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Okay.
And so the question is whether the surge tank is what caused the high test that they got, test result that they got. And so come this fall, we will be testing on both sides of the tank to determine whether or not the tank has influenced that. And from that point on, then if we test above the tank towards the spring and it still comes back with a high test, then they'll determine most likely that the spring is under the influence of surface water and then start their whole process. We're still think that it's not, and we'll continue to fight that. We still feel that we have very, very clean, very, very safe water, and we're willing to fight and protect that source.
Who gets to test the tank? Because I know this was part of the issue as well, is that the town kind of felt like the tests that came back high maybe weren't done appropriately or correctly.
Yeah, so we have to use certified EPA consultants, which is always a little frustrating. So they will hire one this year, and these tests, they will take samples at both locations at the simultaneously, and the town will be collecting its own sample simultaneous with those and sending to a different lab than what the EPA sends theirs to. So we can either feel a little better about the testing and how it's completed. So we are currently we'll be working with the EPA on determining exactly how those tests will be ran and the methodology for it, but that's the plan going forward. We proposed a plan to do a larger study with the spring, and the EPA has said they have enough information that if we want to do the study, we're more than welcome to do the study, but they're not really supporting that new study.
And they won't look at the data from the new study or anything?
Maybe not.
Okay. So the test will take place this year then on the tank, the surge tank?
Yeah, August, September.
Okay. All right. After Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio, Mayor, anything else regarding EPA or otherwise that you'd like to mention?
No, just real quick, though, just you'll see some flyers around. I just mentioned that June 5th is the Aftontown spring cleanup. So have your branches out, and we'll come and take care of those. So.
Perfect. All right, that's After Mayor Jeff Jensen in studio this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.